His Love Christian Fellowship is excited to share this podcast with you. We hope you enjoy this message.
And your love endures forever.
Would you just stay here with us? You put everything together to make sense and come out with what you're wanting to say. Thank you, Lord, for coming and being with us. It's my favorite part. I'm fine. It's just evidently one of these days, so just ignore whatever happens to my face. But I had about 3 weeks ago in worship, I had an encounter with the Lord. And it got me, you know how sometimes the Lord will speak something to you, or you'll have something, and it sparks questions and interest, and you kind of go from there. And I was in worship, and I was worshiping him, and I was telling him, Jesus, you're enough. Jesus, you're enough for me. Jesus, you're enough for me. Jesus, you're enough for me. And it felt like at that point, and I know for, I think probably everybody, life's just big. You don't understand a lot of things. Things can be hard. And it was just like, Lord, I don't even want to look at anything. You're enough. You're enough. But there was something in me that it felt really desperate. But it was like I was proclaiming it so that I would believe it, if that makes sense. It was like, you're enough. I know you're enough. I know you're enough. And all of a sudden, I had my hands up, and the Lord reached down, and I could feel him hold my hand. And I don't have that very often where I felt him hold my hand. And all of a sudden, everything changed. It was like, oh, you are more than enough. You're so much more than enough. You're beyond everything that I could ever need for every situation. And it created a thankfulness in me that hadn't been there. It was a thankfulness that it wasn't hard. It wasn't pressed. It was just like, oh my gosh, all this flood. It was just a flood of all these things he's done for me. All these things. And it was like a deeper realization of who he is. And it was like, Jesus, do you realize we touch Jesus, we're touching heaven? Do you realize there's no lack whatsoever in heaven at all? And that's Jesus, that's who he is. That's the Father, that's the Holy Spirit, that's the power, that is Jesus, that's who he is. And all of a sudden it was just like, oh my gosh, you're so much more than enough. Heaven and everything about it is so much more than anything that I could ever need or want or desire or even comprehend in my little mind. And so I had this, and it was so real to me. And so I was like, okay, Lord, what all are you trying to show me in this? And the thing I kept seeing and he kept bringing to me, the first thing he started showing me was in Matthew, and it's when, I'm going to read it, but it's Matthew 15:32. And everybody knows that story. I'm going to read it anyways. As I'm reading it, and it's when Jesus feeds the 4,000. Because as I've read it before, I've always seen the faithfulness of Jesus in it. I've always seen the goodness of the Father. I've always seen the bigness of the Father, because who can take that little amount of food and feed that many people? That's unheard of. And then you have leftovers, you know, more than what you even started out with. Only God. And as I was reading it, I was seeing the people. And so it says, and Jesus called his disciples to him and said, I have compassion on the crowd because they have been with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat. I'm unwilling to send them away hungry, lest they faint on their way. The disciples said to him, where are we to get enough bread in such a desolate place to feed so great a crowd? And Jesus said to them, how many loaves do you have? And they said, 7 and a few small fish. And directing the crowd to sit down on the ground, he took the 7 loaves and the fish, and he gave thanks, and he broke it, and they dispersed it, and everyone was satisfied. So everyone was full. Nobody was still a little hungry. Everybody was completely full. Everybody had what they needed. And then they picked up all the leftovers and stuff. But the thing that I was seeing, I felt like Jesus was showing me, it was the people. The people had been with him for 3 days. They were hungry. The people were more hungry for Jesus than they were for food. And because of their spiritual hunger, their physical need was met. In abundance. It wasn't just met, it was in abundance. I was like, Lord, life can feel really big. And it doesn't matter. If you're seeking him, and you can touch him, and you can go after him. He already knows your needs. Jesus knew the needs of the people. He didn't say, oh yeah, they're probably hungry. They better go find food. He already knew they were hungry. And the thing that I was seeing, I was like, okay, they've been with him for 3 days. So they were hungry. This wasn't a little hungry. In the natural, they were hungry. And I thought, the ones that didn't push through and didn't have enough hunger for Jesus, they didn't, the ones that let their bellies overrule and left to go get food on their own. They had to deal with all that. But look what they missed with Jesus. Look at the miracle they missed. Look at the teachings they missed. Look at all that they missed because of that. And it was just this thing of, God, let my hunger never, never, never stop. Let my hunger never, 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 never be quenched. And so then I'm reading, we've got the Beatitudes. And, you know, I always read those, and I read them, and you understand it, but in all honesty, some of it's just kind of like, I don't really get all this. You're probably saying something more here, God, and I just am not fathoming it. And all of a sudden, I went to it, and it was like, it's Luke 6:21, blessed are the hungry now, for you shall be satisfied. It's like, oh my gosh. Do you realize every time you're hungry, you have a good father and he's going to feed you? So do you realize if you stay hungry, your growth in him is going to do nothing but grow? You're not going to do nothing but go deeper? Your relationship with him is going to do nothing but strengthen and become more? Your friendship with him, everything, your dependency on him, everything, everything is going to increase just because you're hungry. That's why you're blessed. You're not blessed because your belly hurts. You're blessed because your belly hurts, but you have a good daddy that's going to fill it. He's going to keep filling it. He's going to fill it more than what you need. He's going to provide everything you need. And there's going to be leftover because we have a good daddy. And it was like, oh, Jesus, okay. Don't let me ever get full. Don't let me ever get full. And then one of the other things I was seeing, so I'd been praying and I'm like, this goes, this is everything. I mean, this is any situation you can face on earth. If you pursue Jesus and you're hungry for him, he's going to take care of everything in the physical. And I was seeing this, it was the woman with the issue of blood. It's Matthew 9:20. Matthew 9:18 is where I'd started, and it kind of starts, and Jesus gets pulled into, he's going somewhere else to go heal a dead girl. And, you know, the woman, we know the story, and the woman comes up, and she's got this issue of blood. And back then, that time, you have those problems, you're an outcast. So she's not accepted. She's got all kinds of problems, not just the fact that she needs healed, but she's got all kinds of problems. And she knew, this is what I was like, oh my gosh. She wanted to touch the hem of his garment. She did not have to touch Jesus' hand. She didn't have to go and say, he has to lay hands on me and pray for me. It wasn't anything like that. I know she had faith, but she also understood, I think, the abundance and the overflow of Jesus to know she just had to get in the atmosphere of him. She just had to touch something of him, just the hem of his garment, because he overflowed so much with who the Father was and who heaven was. That was enough for her. And it was. And it was like, I mean, immediately, we know the story. Immediately, praise God, she's healed. He turns around. He notices her faith. And he goes on, you know, after she's healed, and he goes about his day for another healing, a raising of the dead. And I was like, Lord, it's because she understood your abundant goodness. She didn't have to have a front seat. She didn't have to have Jesus looking her in the face. She knew she could touch the overflow of Jesus. It was enough. And so it's kind of short tonight, but this is where I'm at. This is what I have. And Jesus is more than enough. So.
It's funny because I thought we ought to get in groups tonight and pray for one another, but I think one of the prayers needs to be, God, give us a hunger for you that we don't, that it's never satisfied. And so you can pray, and then I just would like people to get in groups of 5 or 6 or whatever.
Jesus, we tell you tonight that we want to be ones that are known as blessed are the hungry because they're fed. Lord, I'm asking that you would create in us hearts that are so hungry for more of you that nothing can satisfy it. So hungry for more of you and who you are and what you're about. That, Lord, nothing else matters, that nothing else is our focus, Lord. Lord, I'm asking for that. Lord, I believe it's a gift. Lord, I know we have to go after things, but Lord, I believe you also can give us those things. And Lord, I'm asking for an insatiable hunger for you and a thirst for you like we've not known. Jesus, we love you and we want to know more of you.
Thank you for listening to this message.